This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southland Districts with your Extension Crop Report. There is extra concern that needs to be taken when applying herbicides in high temperatures. First, some herbicides work by inhibiting certain growth processes. If a weed is not actively growing, then it is resistant to those herbicides. As temperatures get above 85 to 90 degrees, the metabolic processes that start to slow that would move the herbicides around the weed. Spraying in the morning allows for the weed to recover overnight and still be cool enough to be more effective herbicide application. While the translocated herbicides become less effective, the non-translocated foliar herbicides can become more effective. The problem is that most foliar herbicides affect soybean leaves, but work by hurting the weeds worse. During hot weather, the foliar herbicides can do considerable damage to the soybean leaves too. These foliar herbicides are better to be sprayed in the evening, when temperatures will soon start to cool down, and also reduce the herbicide and adjunct rates down some. And of course, the volatile herbicides of dicamba, and to a lesser extent 2,4-D, will tend to increase volatility in hotter weather. There are a lot of rules to spraying the soybean dicamba formulations, but it is best to avoid spraying when temperatures are above 90 degrees, and use the large droplet sprayer application tips that are required by the label. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.